Today on the take, it's the first day of spring. We're waiting on Liv Warfield right now. It's a double take Tuesday. Come on, go around the globe with your boy. We're gonna break it down another 60 minutes.
Yeah, this is the incredible classes in session. The sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture. We answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing. Just an ordinary show based in London, but we different. Talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues. We running facts that the media lies about on the daily. Things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue. Bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique. You're out missing. Just tune in the same time every day, except on the weekend. It gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
Yeah, I told you. I like swimming in the deep end. It's the top of the 7 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world. That is London, England. Which means it's 3 p.m. and the city so nice they named it twice. New York, New York. And noon, simultaneously in the cities of angels and saints, I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I'm your host, the Sandstorm Taking Human Form, TK the Great. So, in a few hours, we are expecting Liv Warfield to be in the building. It is going to be an honor. But the one thing I don't want to do is conflate politics and current events when I've never heard them speak on those things, and I don't think that we should do that. So, like I said, it's the first day of spring. This is a show that's about politics, social issues, sports, debates, all the shit that the mainstream media won't talk to you about. Now, it would be a dereliction of duty as a journalist to not address the Facebook allegations and all that stuff. And I promise you, we're going to do 3 shows in a 24-hour span. We're talking about working. We're working. If you have questions, hit me up on Twitter at the original TKL, Facebook, or hit the show up at TK's Take or TK's Take on Instagram. That's Instagram is TK's Take. TK's Take on is Twitter. So I figured what we would do is play Rogue Case Royale. That's Liv Warfield, our Liv Warfield, on vocals, and the legendary one half of Heart, Nancy Wilson, on guitar. And the one thing I am going to ask Liv Warfield is, what's it like to work with the greatest guitarist of all time, Prince? And then be able to turn around and work with Nancy Wilson. We're going to talk about all that. So, the President of the United States is acting like a child. Not even one of my children. Just a petulant, spoiled child. Now, this may be the first time you actually heard rock music on the tape. This album has this funk to it. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to get through all 10 songs. So, whatever we don't get through in this show, because I don't do long shows on Double Take Tuesdays. I'm perplexed as to why the President of the United States called and congratulated Vladimir Putin on his electoral win, but he did not do the same for Angela Merkel. The Russian election was a sham. So was the American one. There are a lot of things coming out about Jared Kushner and how corrupt they may actually be. And I'm astonished that the President of the United States again seems to be asleep at the wheel. Because we have bombings in Austin, Texas. There was actually another one at a FedEx facility right before we got on air. And where is... I haven't seen a tweet. I haven't seen anything. And see, that's what happens when you malign your Justice Department. Okay? Do you think... Now you want the ATF and the FBI to go running in there. You want people that they're talking to have confidence in the FBI. You can't have it both ways, Donald. And that's why President Tiny Hands hasn't put his fingers on Twitter to say anything to you. And we'll circle back to Donald Trump and his troubles later. I wanted to talk to Slash about the incident in Tempe, Arizona. Uber suspends its driverless car program after a woman crossing the street with her bike was struck by the car. Now, I don't want you guys thinking that the car was fully autonomous. There was a human at the wheel. So we're going to find out really relatively quickly as to, I think, who was at fault here. Was it the tech or was it human error? Trust me, your boy's on the case. I've told you in the past, artificial intelligence scares me just a wee bit. Just a wee bit. Now, here's the thing about the I'm for self-driving cars, but they do scare me. The thing that hasn't been made clear as of yet is how quickly would the... See, because the car can make more calculations than a human. I don't know yet because guys, I gotta be honest. I've been deep diving into everything that I could read about Liv Warfield, listened to every music, watched every music video. You have to know what you're talking about when you talk to somebody. It's interrupted my Russian roulette reading, but it was important to me. I'm a fan, so I might geek out a little bit. But back to the Uber situation and artificial intelligence. I thought the purpose of having a human driver still there was in case that something goes wrong. But in this instance, let's say this is hypothetical because, again, I don't know. Let's say if the woman, Jay, is jaywalking and we don't know that she was. Did the driver not see her, or why did the car not sense her? So I think this is going to come down to a tech error. Because even if... Because a car could have swiped out. It's supposed to be able to avoid pedestrians. So Uber, who's been taking all kinds of hits just because, I mean, you've got the sexual harassment allegations and all that kind of stuff. Uber's taking a hit. Not as big as Facebook, but a hit, ladies and gentlemen, is a hit. And I don't ever want to take one. But the car wasn't in autonomous mode, meaning the car itself was in full control. Back to those bombings in Austin, Texas. Two males were injured when a tripwire triggered an explosion in Austin, Texas. Federal officials say that they are dealing with a higher level of sophistication, and they're finally calling this guy a serial bomber. It is domestic terrorism, but this guy is also a serial killer. And I think that the reason that the escalation has begun, and AB and I actually spoke about this, I don't think it was racially motivated. I think it was a crime of opportunity. Unfortunately, when the black young man, poor kid, and I believe it was either a Mexican immigrant or someone of Latino descent, that may anger a serial killer when you misconstrue their motives. And now it's getting bigger. And I think the FBI should have been brought in immediately to profile this guy. But again, Donald Trump is maligning the FBI. I would like to remind everybody across the world that the United States is a nation of a rule of law nation. This is now four explosions. Two people are dead, and they still don't have a motive. As much as I tell you guys the future is female, and I believe that with everything in my being, I will also tell you that in Jackson, Mississippi, the country's most restrictive abortion law went into effect yesterday. You can't get an abortion after 15 weeks. Mississippi only has one abortion clinic. And you can't get an abortion even if you were raped or the pregnancy is a result of incest. To force a woman to have her rapist baby shouldn't just be unconstitutional. Think of the trauma to that woman. See, but you can. We can. Even the average man can. But these old, white, out-of-touch leaders, they don't care. If you look at the picture of the governor of Jackson, there's two women in the picture, and everybody else is a god-dang white man. And he has a Civil War general on the corner of his desk, some old crusty Bible, which means, and I hope you won't realize this is a joke, but it probably means he's fucking his mistress right on top of that desk in front of that Bible. That's how repugnant the Republican Party is. Don't worry, London, I have shade to go around for our government back home. We're going to save that for after Liv Warfield, yo. Liv Warfield. Like, to me, that's almost like, that's like Liv Pope. Liv. And yes, her first name is Olivia, and her name is Olivia Warfield. The city council in New York City is investigating whether or not the Kushner Company falsified building permits. They were actually trying to keep out low-income people and saying that their buildings didn't have rent control because that brings down the value of a building. This is why you don't, this man should have never been president. And I think the tide in the United States is beginning to turn. I'm hearing a lot of rule of law, even by the city councilman from New York. Then they came out yesterday and said if there were any irregularities, they were just errors. You can't make errors on 7 different buildings, bro. You either know what you have or you don't know what you have. As I promised you, we'd circle back to the president, but not about Russia. Yesterday, he gave a speech proposing the death penalty for some drug dealers. He was in Manchester, New Hampshire. People need to realize why they called New England, New England. It was supposed to be a representation of the original. So it's not Hampshire, it's Hampshire. Have respect. I don't want to call any controversy. You know what? I realize that we say things so differently. Controversy, controversy, aluminium. Why do we say aluminium? Nigel said because we speak the Queen's English. Fair enough, Nigel, fair enough. Drug dealers getting the death penalty. Does he want the United States to do what Duterte does, which is just shooting them in the street? We hire hitmen and we start shooting the drug dealers? No, I don't think Donald Trump meant that. He literally meant the death penalty for drug dealers. I don't think that that's right. Especially when... I hope y'all hear the lightning and the thunder. Crazy. Back to Donald Trump and his wanting death penalty for drug dealers. There's something called due process. I know that the Trump organization may not have the best lawyers. He doesn't hire the best people. But the truth is, he wants to be an autocrat. He wants to be a dictator. And anybody that applauds the death penalty for drug dealers, so that means you're going to go to all the drug companies who started pushing these opioids on the American people. You're going to lock them up? Man, they didn't lock up the executives at Philip Morris for pushing cigarettes on teenagers. And I know a lot of people who still smoke to this day. They still smoke. And they're going to die. We're all going to die, but smoking cigarettes slows down your healing process and all kinds of stuff. There's also, they want to do all this help for, and listen, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but where was this help for the black communities when the crack epidemic hit? You can literally have heroin on you, turn yourself into the police in New Hampshire. They are not even going to ask you where you got the heroin. You're going into treatment. That's the difference between getting hooked on pills from your doctors and being in a state like New Hampshire. And this isn't just affecting black people. It's a lot of it is young white people in low income and rural areas where the jobs have gone. It happened in New York, though. I watched neighborhoods in Philly crumble under crack. Where was the federal government then? So, now let's talk about Facebook. Facebook and Alice Stamos, its chief, I guess, he's in charge of the algorithms. Apparently, Donald Trump's campaign hired Cambridge Analytica to collect data. Now, Facebook says it was aware of it and told them to cut it out, to cease and desist. They knew that they were disseminating false information. If you watch Channel 4 News this morning or last night, depending upon where you are in the world, it could have been first thing this morning, late last night, or this afternoon if you're out further west than we are. They said that the news that they were disseminating didn't have to be true. They didn't care if it was true. Now, to their credit, they've said that the interview was edited poorly, and they disagree. We'll see. As the news continues to unfold today, we will most definitely see. You know, this whole thing troubles me because it seems like every day we're getting more and more information. You ever wonder why Stephen Bannon was ever hooked up with this campaign? Turns out he sits on the board of Cambridge Analytica. So he knew that he was, and he peddles into conspiracy theories. He's a racist. He's a nativist, a tribalist. Now, he may have been all right with putting out fake news, but I guess he drew the line at colluding with Russians. You can't trust Facebook as a news source, people. Voter profiling on an epic scale. So, Chris Wiley, the whistleblower, he's the one that orchestrated the whole thing. He gave an interview yesterday to Vice News that I advise you to check out. But I understand some of my listeners can't. So, as we do on more than one occasion, we turn over a portion of the show to dinner, other subjects, because I want you to hear from them, not necessarily me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Scientist, and I helped set up Cambridge Analytica. When Steve Bannon wanted to build an arsenal of weapons for his culture war, he liked the idea of working with a company that has lots of military clients. Fundamentally, what Cambridge Analytica was the transposition of military-style information operations and propaganda to an American political consultancy so that it can create a web of disinformation on Facebook and other platforms.
Some people would say, well, actually, this is basic data analysis. Obama did it. Hillary Clinton did it. You're saying this is warfare.
First of all, Obama didn't win because of disinformation. The fundamental difference between standard political targeting and information operations is this idea of informational dominance. I inject my messaging in all the streams of information around my target so that they start to think, they start to perceive things that aren't necessarily true. But in their mind, it is. And they go and behave in a particular way that I've led them to so that I can exploit that vulnerability. The premise of Cambridge Analytica is to warp people's perceptions to gain an objective.
In a statement today, Cambridge Analytica said it's deleted all the data and that it didn't use the data or personality targeting in its work for Trump. Where is all that data now?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Cambridge Analytica.
But did Facebook contact you and ask you to delete it? Did that happen?
Facebook asked me to sign a form, which I did. I filled it out. Just like put in your name and check a box and then sign it.
Say what?
That I promised to delete or destroy all the data. That was in 2016.
And did you delete all the data?
Yeah.
In its own statement, Facebook said it's conducting an audit to determine what happened with the data. What is Facebook referring to when it says that several days ago we received reports that contrary to the certifications we were given, not all data was deleted? Do you know what that's about?
Ask Cambridge Analytica. What? This is the thing that's really frustrating me right now, is everybody's asking me this. I'm the one putting it out and saying, hey guys, let's investigate this matter. And for some reason, I'm the one that's being questioned rather than Cambridge Analytica.
People will think that you'll have insight or you'll be able to...
I do, and I've offered to help Facebook. They turn around and without telling me, ban me from their system after they realized that I was going public about this matter.
Why do you think they've taken such a strong response?
I don't know. They claim that it's for the security of their users, but like banning me on Instagram so that I can't see like well-curated avocado toast isn't really going to help the security of the platform. I'm sorry, Facebook. It's silly.
And he's right. And the interview goes on, but I wanted you to hear that there was a campaign of disinformation. Stop getting your news source from Facebook. I want you guys to read and read. Look, I could have just read the dust jacket or just read Wikipedia. And I could have formed some questions from that. But no, I did my due diligence from the second she confirmed that date. And still, right after I get off of the air with you, we're going to go through this again to make sure that it is crisp, it's concise, and it's clear. I also want to point out that this madness happened in the United Kingdom. And if we had a prime minister that had a spine, a backbone, we would not be Brexiting. Vladimir Putin stood in Crimea and said, I wish I could hug all of you. He won 77% of the vote. Again, the president of the United States didn't call the true leader of the free world, Angela Merkel. When you rig the system, it hurts everybody. Yo, Insomniac is hot, yeah? Nigel thinks I'm crazy. And I understand. I understand. And even though I'm going to be back in a little bit, we've got to talk about Najeer. I know. But some interesting developments have come up. The New York Times, this is why you guys need to read. The New York Times, from the helmet cams from their equipment, was able to show that the four Green Berets on October 17th. That's my fault, guys. That's my fault. Live radio, and I, that's my fault. I know, Nigel is like, that's on me. And we can't have that later. So let's, as we say in the business, let's tighten up. So, the ambush. You can clearly see that they begin to take fire. One of the vehicles, and there was a white vehicle and a black vehicle, one vehicle leaves, and I like that they remade a Heart song. I like that. Anyway. So, we still don't have answers. Why are we in this year? Why, you know, I talked to you guys about the staff sergeant from Miami. His last minutes were horrible. He was laying there unconscious, and then he was shot. And it's a sad situation. But why aren't we having hearings? What caused this? Now, I've told you, Donald Trump is directly responsible for this because he was being mean and petty, and he doesn't understand geopolitical. He doesn't even understand economic policy. So, even though we've gotten some progress and the Pentagon came out and made a statement and promised to give you more answers, where is the oversight? John McCain, I sent you a tweet. I know you get thousands of them, probably a lot of them hateful. So I'm going to write a letter. I am working on that article. I am going to now incorporate the video that the New York Times created. And we hope to have the article completely up and written on Hijink. I said I'd run it on TK's Take as well. By Friday. So, do I have to tell the story? I really want to end the show on a positive note. Just because I think we need it. We need it more than ever. Somebody said something interesting, and I can't remember who it was. It may have been one of those nighttime comedians, but basically saying that asking us to tolerate each other is doing us a disservice. We don't have to agree on everything, and I know that. I like Mind Your Business. It's a weird song to be talking about loving each other and accepting each other. So mind your business. But listen. Things just happen that way, guys. But listen, on some real shit. Try to love each other. I mean, love each other. Fundamentally disagree. Agree to disagree. But love each other. I can how do I explain this without sounding like it's it? A lot of the problem is religion. and we start judging each other. That's not your job. Just love your fellow human man. Nobody is saying go party with them. But like, look, you got a third cousin that you're not really close with. But if they tell you they love you, you tell them I love you too. I've got aunts that I haven't talked to in forever, but I tell them I love them. And there is somewhere in me, fundamentally, I do. You don't have to be a part of my life for me to have love for you. I have a love for humanity, and as long as I live and stay black, I'm going to try to make the human experience better for everybody. It's not about how much money you have, because at the end of your life, you can't take that wealth with you. Sure, longevity has its points, but would you rather live a long time in abject nothingness, or 60, 65 is relatively young? Die at 65 and you fundamentally change the world. Now the selfishness in me says, well, I'd like to keep my head down and live to be 100, to see my children grow up, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my great-great-grandchildren. But if I'm to be really, really honest, if I could change the world, like fundamentally change the world for the better, I'd be all right checking out at 65, because I would be confident that you guys had learned something from your boy, and that it was going to be all right. You know, it's... I just realized, like, she's working with... Because when she said Nancy, I just... Y'all have to see Live Worth Your Life. I'm trying to tell you. This woman has this powerful voice and this powerful body, and she still exudes this femininity that we can't deny. This is Never Say Die, and after Never Say Die, I'm gonna get you guys out of here on I Never Say Goodbye. I'll be back in a little under 2 hours. I will have Liv Warfield with me. We're gonna talk some music, no politics at all. We're gonna keep it breezy. So in the interim, love each other. You can love each other. Go walk up to somebody that you've never seen before and just say hi, smile. Pay the toll for the guy behind you, except for if you're in New York. Tolls are $7. That is crazy. Just absolutely insane. For Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London, I want to thank you for tuning into the Sandstorm, taking human form. It's goodbye for now. I'll see you in a bit. I learned from the past, but honestly, don't change me. Tell me why it's gotta be so hard when all I wanna do is live. Never say die. Gotta keep pushing on. Never say die. Stop moving along. Oh, away from a night.
It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be.